Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. For those of you who are keeping track, this is episode 100, which I think is an incredible milestone for me. You might think it's episode 102, but I did recycle two of last year's episodes this year because I felt like God was kind of impressing upon me that we need to be reminded of certain critical things, certain fundamental truths. So this is, I guess, technically episode 102, but it's really episode 100. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty amazed that we've gotten this far. And one reason, probably the main reason why that amazes me is because for those of you who don't know me personally, I tend to be a very flavor of the month kind of person. When I say that, what I mean is I like to dabble. I like to try things, but eventually everything becomes kind of boring and old to me. For example, I used to work with this woman who was really into stamping. And when I say stamping, I mean, you know, like you take a stamp, you put some ink on it, and you put it on a piece of paper, and it's words or a picture, an image, something. I didn't know that this was a thing ever until I met her. And she used to tell me about the conventions and conferences she would go to, and she got her monthly stamping magazines in the mail. And she was always interested in the next new technique, the best quality stamps you could buy. And what would she do with these things? Well, she would do scrapbooking, she would make homemade greeting cards for people. Actually, one year she made me a card. I don't remember if it was a Christmas card or a birthday card, but it was actually really nice. I would not have guessed that this was a homemade card at all. It was done very well, but to me, stamping was, you know, it's interesting for a moment, but what would I do with that? Well, for her, stamping was her thing. This was pretty much what she did. It's where her extra time went. It's where her energy went. It's where a lot of her money went. And it was something that she practiced for life, pretty much. You can say the same thing about certain people who knit or sew or whatever. There are people who love to play recreational soccer, and it's not just a seasonal thing, it's something they do for life. I don't really have anything like that. Things just tend to get old with me, and then I move on to something else. So for me to be 100 episodes into this project is huge, but it's not really saying anything about me, and that's what I'm realizing. See, this last week, God seemed to be reminding me about how I get bored easily with things, and I wasn't sure exactly why he was bringing that to mind or letting me see that or see the sign a little brighter than it used to be, almost flashing in my head. You know, why don't you stick with things more often? Why is everything just a passing, fleeting interest for you? So this 100th episode isn't really about me. Honestly, I can't tell you why I've continued with this or my website other than I feel like I've got to be faithful to God. I've got to be accountable to Him. And as long as He's producing things in me, I will produce things on here. And that's really the point, right? You see, I might be the kind of person who just dabbles and doesn't really stick with anything for too long. I might be the kind of person who gets bored really easily, but that hasn't happened with me and God. You know, there's something new and more amazing about Him that I realize all the time. I know that what I know of Him and what I've learned from Him is just the tip of the iceberg. There's infinitely more in there to learn and come to know. And when I think about how long I've been doing anything for Him, I have to give credit to His faithfulness. Because at the end of the day, I get some really dry times with all this ministry stuff. And there are nights when I just can't come up with something. And I know that I've got to come up with something maybe for as soon as the next day. But God is faithful in that He always shows me something new. or he always reminds me of something we really can't forget. Or he takes something I've looked at 100 times and still shows it to me in a new and different way. It is really the faithfulness of God that causes us to have this growing relationship with him, where it's revelation upon revelation, more insight into him and his character as we grow. How could we possibly get bored with God? How could our interest in him possibly be fleeting or momentary? We need to tap into his faithfulness in order for us to live these lives well. Look at the epidemic of failed marriages, not only in our country, but in the world right now. We're not being raised to value commitment, to value a promise, to value our word. We're being raised to figure out ways to get out of our accountability. That's really what's happening here. We serve a God who sets an example of faithfulness and commitment. And if his command is for us to grow, to be more and more like him, for us to walk this earth walking in the character of his son, then we need to change some things. Think about Jesus coming to earth to die for us, to be sacrificed so that we would be able to say there is good news, there is salvation, there is a kingdom into which we can pass from death to life. If Jesus had come here and looked at everything around us and said, oh man, this place is so evil. Everyone is so deceived. There is death and destruction and sickness and sin everywhere. Lie upon lie upon lie. If he had come here and decided, you know what? This place is just terrible. I thought I wanted to redeem things, but seeing how bad everything is and actually having to walk this earth as a human, going through temptation, being affected by these things, being affected by sin, I kind of lost interest. I don't know if it's worth it anymore. Think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane asking the Father, if there's any other way, Father, if there's any other way. But at the end of the day, what did he say? Not my will, but your will be done. He's showing us commitment. He's showing us faithfulness. He's telling the Father, I understand I'm accountable for what I do here. I understand that I've come here with a mission and purpose in mind. I understand that there is one job for me to do here, and the Father is faithful in making sure that he completes everything he starts. The Son is faithful in the same way. And so what's our expectation? That same faithfulness. When I look at this flavor of the month kind of personality that I have, I must wonder whether I perhaps lack some level of commitment that God wants us to have. Some people never make promises because they just don't want to be bound to them. They don't want to have to deal with expectations from others. So they say, well, if I promise nothing, then I never break a promise. Then I never have to cower away with my tail between my legs because I've let somebody down. If I commit to nothing, then I never have to worry about commitment. But that's not the kind of relationship God calls us to. And I think perhaps the reason why that is because we've got to walk in good character when it comes to commitment. He wants to raise children. Us, we're his children. He wants to raise us to be people of our word. We can only do that if we actually give our word. We can only grow in faithfulness if there is something requiring that we be faithful. Of course, faithfulness to God. Can we be faithful to him? Can we obey him? Can we follow his instruction? Can we love as he loves? Can we forgive as he forgives? But there's also what? Faithfulness to our brothers and sisters, which is again, obedience to God, just following his commands. There's our faithfulness to reach the world, the lost world, for the sake of the gospel, the good news. God doesn't want us to fear being committed or putting ourselves in a position where we're held accountable. God doesn't want us to shy away from promising things, from giving our word and then sticking to it. That's a pretty critical character trait for us to develop, because we can't please Him without that. Our relationship with God cannot be just a passing interest. Our desire to care for the people of this world cannot be just a passing interest. Our commitment to our local church bodies and to the greater church body cannot be just a passing interest. We've got to be able to say that we are on board 100%, that we're in for the long haul, that we're not just riding someone's coattails for the next 5, 10, or 15 years, and hopefully Jesus comes back in that time. If we're called to walk with the Lord in this place for decades before He returns, or for decades before He calls us home, are we actually committed to do that? That's the question. Do we have the character of commitment that God makes available to us, even just a measure of the commitment He has shown to us, even just a measure of that unending faithfulness? We can try to weasel our way out of making promises so that we don't feel confined or stuck to that word, but that's not going to get us anywhere. Let us look for opportunities to be faithful. Let us look for chances to develop that all-important skill. We can do this knowing that God will build in us the faithfulness we need to come through on those promises. One of the greatest things we can know about God is that He is completely trustworthy. Don't we want to carry that same character before men? I was looking for a song this week about God's faithfulness, and I only found about 10,000 of them. So I don't have one specific songspiration this week. But I challenge you, pull up some worship music that has to do with God's faithfulness. Go into the Word and see that God is forever faithful, and learn exactly what it means to be faithful as God is faithful, to commit to our word as He commits to His word. Father, thank You, God, that we can trust You wholeheartedly in everything. Thank You, God, that You cannot go back on Your word. Thank You, God, that with You, we only have truth and commitment. Father, You don't lie. Father, You don't trick. You don't deceive. What You say, You carry out. What You promise, we know will come. We ask, God, that You build in us that same character trait, that we would be faithful, not only to willingly give our word, but to keep it, Father. We love You, and we can't wait to see You face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul, soul, out, out, soul.